I just think it's funny how, like, a lot of people act like they know Ty Siegel, but, like, they don't, you know? Like, my buddy Brandon's like, hey, man, have you ever heard of Ty Siegel? Tall man, skinny lady. I'm like, bruh, I invented tall man, skinny lady. That's where I'm at. Dude, this song makes me regret every single life decision I've ever made in my entire life. Just should have been a rock star. You know what I'm saying? Just like... Dude, they don't know about it. It's sad. They don't. Stud. All right, cool. Let me take this down real quick. Because everyone's like, oh, I know. I know. But like, they don't, you know? They don't. Wait. One more time. For the kids. They don't know about him. All right, guys, could be the Move podcast. We're doing it up. Here we go. This is pod number 2, new edition. See, that's the thing. People act like that, like, I haven't been podding, you know? I'm not sure whether to call it pod or a cast. You know what I'm saying? Not like a podcast, but, like, people act like they think I don't cast. People act like that, like, I don't pod. I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with, but I like both of them. Maybe I'll just figure it out. Go with pod a couple times, go with cast a couple times. But hey, that's not why you're here. You're not here to be like, hey, what's Bob going to call it? A pod or a cast? You're here to talk about moves and shit. Hey, we got some new followers. Let's talk about that real quick. Got some new followers on the gram. See, people are looking at my gram. They're like, this guy's never casted before. But like, the fact is, I've been casting for a while. I'm new to this whole Instagram thing that the kids are doing. You should see me right now. I'm in my closet, straight up, in my closet. Best for sound. Keeps things quiet. All right, let's go ahead and pull up my IG. Could be the Move IG. No internet connection? The fuck? Well, never mind then. I was going to give a shout out to some new followers, but maybe it's because I'm in the closet. Let's see. Let me open it up real quick. All right, come on. Let me get some action, Miss Jackson. I was about to give shout-outs, but like, yo, shout-out to John Smith. You know, your boy John Smith with the big old John Pocahontas. Motherfuckers act like you know about Pocahontas. You don't, though. That's what's so sad. No internet connection? I saw my mommy started following me. My mommy did. Dawn Dolan. The goat. So my aunt too. Get some family love. You know, that's it. How pathetic would that be? Looking at my IG, it's like, oh, looks like he's got 2 followers. Looks like one from his mom and one from his aunt. All right. 2 followers. One from his mom, one from his aunt. Oh, geez. You guys hear that? That's the shower going on right now. Right next to me. I'm not sure if you guys are picking that up or not, but hey, we're rolling with it, man. We're rolling with it. All right, guys, let's talk about this move here. All right, when I wrote this move, I thought it was genius. I thought it was, like, way too genius. I got, like, way too jacked up when I was writing it. And then I read it again, and I'm like, I don't even know if that's that funny. I think it's hilarious, but I'm not sure if anyone else would think it's funny. So let me go ahead and pull this up real quick and talk it out. Westside, talk it out. That's not how the song goes, Bobby. I know. All right? I know. Okay. We're talking about moves on a rainy Tuesday in Los Angeles. All right. Where the fuck is the move? So I can read some of it out loud. How about this one? Calling CBS, CVS, and CVS, CBS. That is so stupid. I'm so fucking dumb for writing that one. It's genius, though. All right, sorry, guys. What should we talk about until your boy finds the move? Well, let's talk about politics. You know, Trump, it's pretty crazy how, like, he might get impeached, the Democrats. Okay, here we go. The olives have pits in them. All right, so this kind of came to fruition at my work, my job. We were getting lunch catered in, and we got some, like, I don't know, some, like, Italian dish. And they had, like, a salad. and there was olives in the salad, okay? And the olives had pits in them, so there were seeds, and your boy found out the hard way. I just start digging in, start munching away. Next thing you know, hard chomp, boom, right on olive. Seed, pit, thought I broke my tooth, didn't, everything was okay. But I think a funny move would be to, like, once you realize that there's pits in the olives, you go up to every single table or every single group of people that are eating and, like, just with all seriousness, just, like, I mean, maybe you have the seed that you just kind of, like, bit into and just go up to every single table and just be like, excuse me, sorry for interrupting your meal. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up that the olives have pits in them, okay? I repeat, the olives have pits in them. But just do it, like, way too seriously. You know, I think it's hilarious, but if people don't have a good sense of humor or they don't really know your sense of humor, you're going to come across like a complete psychopath. But I think that's okay because maybe you can like enjoy the little awkwardness that like maybe you created. Now, I'm not big into that, okay? One of my buddies is all about that. He loves creating these weird awkward moments and then you have to sit in them and he just has this weird smirk on his face like, haha, I just created that. I'm like, you fucking guy. But like, I mean, I don't live for stuff like that, but I think it's funny every now and then. I think if you go up to every single table there or every single group of people, excuse me, these olives have pits in them. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up, okay? I bit down and I nearly broke my tooth and I'm just wanted to warn you guys so the same thing doesn't happen to you that these olives have pits in them, okay? Okay, enjoy your meal. Enjoy your meal, okay. All right, let me see if I missed anything on this bad boy. Thought of this bad boy during it. I mean, I write exactly how I talk. How pathetic is that? I was like, oh, let me talk to this bad boy. And then the first sentence, thought of this bad boy during a work lunch. Yeah, work lunch. So fucking lame. All right, let's see. Did I miss anything? Like, last move, I'm not sure if you guys listen to it or not, but I was talking about dry swallowing Advil, and something that I remembered looking it up on my written out move is that you got to bless yourself beforehand, and I think that's such a clutch move. Bless yourself, bam, hammer down some Advil, dry. Just the bless beforehand is so clutch, though. Okay, here we go. All right, so the quote that I use here is, pardon me, I just want to warn you guys that the olives have pits in them. Once again, the olives have pits in them. Thank you. Now, when you walk away, people will either think you're hilarious or a weirdo. That all depends on how solid the sense of humor is in the room. Telling people the olives have pits in them could be the move. Guys, I'm thinking it's the move. Okay. Sorry, I had to take a little time out there. My freaking audio interface is weird, and every time I like move and it hits the power thing, it freaks out. You like how I didn't call it it? It's a shout out to you, Mom. Shout out to you. Audio interface, not it. Yeah, this thing, it just makes weird sounds when I hit the power supply. Nah, man, not me, dude. I don't label things it's or things, even though I just said things. I don't do that, okay? That's not me. You know, I have an education. Towson University. What's up to you? I see you, Jeff Blake. What you got, Blake? What you got on the den with your cowboy burger, huh? That was my buddy Jeff's move. Actually, no, that was my buddy Mike's move. Mike, I've never called him Mike in my entire life. My buddy D Hart's move. You know, he'd be like, I'll take the cowboy burger. Give me the manliest thing you got. And I'll go in the back, I'll drink a couple of Budweiser's in the bathroom because I know I'm not supposed to be drinking out here. It's a dry campus. Well, give me the manliest thing you got. That's my buddy D Hart. Fought him. I mean, it took two podcasts for me to bring up that fight with my buddy D Hart. That's incredible. I'm not sure what the over-under was in Vegas, but it had to have been like maybe 3.5. Brought it up. Kicked your ass, D Hart. Kicked your ass. All right, man. Actually, just sent that guy a snap today. Good friends. Love him to death. All right. And also, I want to give a shout out here to one of my buddies, Brandon. I gave him a shout out last podcast. I gave him a shout out because he always acts like he knows bands, but he doesn't. And, you know, to start the old pot off, I was like, buddy Brandon, he acts like he knows Tame Impala. He doesn't, though. It's sad because he doesn't, but he acts like he does. He always calls me up. I'm thinking about trading for Antonio Bryant. What do you think about that, Bobby? You know, if I trade Antonio Bryant, doesn't know shit. He's beaten me in back-to-back fantasy football championships. Absolutely ripped my heart out. Ripped my heart out of my chest and stomped on it several different times in front of me. Metaphorically speaking, of course, but that's what happened. I was undefeated and I lost him in the championship. You know, no one cares about your fantasy football team, Bobby. No one gives a shit. Okay? It's last year, it happened, it's over. You were looking at your phone to pull up a move. Okay, here we go. So this is a shout out to my buddy Brandon texting me a move. You know, guys, if you want to do a text, a voicemail, an email with a move, do it, dude. I mean, it could be an IG, DM, anything. If you got something, got a good move, hit your boy up. I'll read it out loud on the pod. Who cast? Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. So he says that, let's see. Shower just turned off. That's clutch. All right. Focus up here, Bobby. You have people listening to you. Okay, he says, put unapologetically before stating something. You know, I'm unapologetically a Caps fan. And I responded back, so pretentious. I love it. He responds back, I'm unapologetically a fan of Sweetgreen. Their salads are delicious. It makes it sound so different than I'm a fan of Sweetgreen. Their salads are delicious. That is kind of funny. I'm unapologetically a big fan of Ty Siegel. Like, why say that? People are looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? Such a good move. Brandon, 2 points on that one. Guys, that's all I got. You know, I was going to do, I've said this probably like 9 times. I was going to do IG shout outs, but you know, your boy doesn't have cell service right now. I don't know what's going on. Anywho, that's all I got. We talked about unapologetically or saying I'm unapologetically something. Just, I mean, before that something, say you're unapologetically a Caps fan, a big fan of Chipotle. And there's also, guys, just wanted to give you a heads up that these olives have pits in them. I repeat, these olives have pits in them. Okay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your meal. I think it's actually better if you hit the delivery with just no sentence, no period completion, just like a full run-on sentence. And like maybe stare at one person, or maybe not even like their eyes, just like their shoulder, or just like maybe at their food, like at their salad, just like stare at it. But like don't say anything like, hey guys, just want to give you a heads up. Well, I mean, it says pardon me, but okay, just walk over there and like not even wait until like eyes are on you. Just start mumbling away. So here you go, ready? Just like walk up. And then just stare at somebody's salad and just go, pardon me, I just wanted to warn you guys that the olives have pits in them. Hold up the olive pit. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your meal. Have a good day. Namaste. God bless. And that's it. That's podcast number 2. Namaste. God bless. All right, guys. I'm coming back at you on Friday. The thing is, what's funny is like you guys act like you know about my Friday podcasts, but you have no idea what I'm about to drop on you. Literally no idea. It's going to be some sort of fucking unbelievable move. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, did you listen to that move? Oh my God, I can't believe that somebody would ever do that. I mean, let alone like think of something like that. What a fucking legend. Hey man, you should follow at Could Be The Move and like DM him some moves. That's what you should do. Guys, I'm thinking about getting some koozies too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like if you have a move and you hit me up, you know, boom, I mail you a koozie. And then just says CBTM. You're playing beer pong, you know, you're just hanging out, drinking a beer, having a good time, watching the game. I was be like, yo, what is that koozie? It's like, yo, it's CBTM. You know, it's just, the thing is like, you don't even know about CBTM. And they're like, no, seriously, tell me. And you're like, no. And they're like, come on, please tell me. You're like, no, fuck you, dude. That's how the conversation should go down. Because they always act like they know. All right, cool. Guys, I'm going to close it out with a little Ty Siegel here. I'm not even going to fade in. Actually, wait. I'll fade in a little bit. Yeah. Oh, you're all Ty Siegel. It's your boy. Could Be The Move podcast. Hit your boy up for some moves. Later, dudes.